Good morning, everyone. It's your man JB here with another episode of Words of Wisdom. How's everybody doing? In today's episode, I want to talk about a specific wrestler that just recently passed away yesterday on Saturday. His name is, most of y'all might know him in AEW or WWE, but in WWE days, he was under the name of Luke Harper. And in AEW, he made his AEW debut as Brody Lee. I don't know if you guys have been aware of it, but in the media, it broke all over the media yesterday that the wrestler that goes under the name of Luke Harper in WWE and AEW's Brody Lee, who has his real name as John Huber, died Saturday from a lung issue. It's not COVID related, according to sources and the media, but it seems that he wasn't doing too well. He was with his wife in a hospital, I think in New York, and in a clinic called Mayo Clinic, and apparently it has been confirmed that Brody Lee, aka Luke Harper, has died from lung issue. Now, this has shocked the media because, you know, as we all know, he was pretty young for his age. He was 41 years old, you know, and right now everybody on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, everybody's paying their respects for Brody Lee, and they're also remembering him, all his great matches in WWE, you know, from the Wyatt family, and even all the way into now AEW in his debut with the Dark Order. I have to say, this has shocked me because, man, like, this year 2020 has been ridiculous. You know, everything from COVID that started since March, so many people have died this year. You know, like, the people that we least expect has passed away. You know, another case was Brad Chadwick, the Black Panther actor. That was very shocking to the world, man. You know, the guy was very young, and no one would have expected that. You know, he was sick, according to sources. You know, he was dealing with that, but he didn't really tell the media he was sick. But, you know, now, right before the end of the year, you know, we see that Brody Lee dies. And according to sources, it seems that his birthday recently passed not long ago. You know, Brody Lee's birthday was on December 16th, which apparently he just turned 41. You know, all I can say is that, you know, it's sad to hear this, you know, that such a young wrestler has to die tragically over lung issues. You know, he was only 41. I mean, the man was like 6'5", you know, over 300 pounds, you know, and how do you, you know, someone that looks well, strong and fit and, you know, has to tragically die and at such a young age, you know. His wife, Amanda, you know, shared the sad news online, you know, on Saturday, saying that her husband died after a hard-fought battle with a non-COVID-related lung issue. You know, she also mentioned that her heart was broken. You know, the world saw him as an amazing person. He was her best friend. He was a husband. And he was also a great father. You know, he had two children that he leaves behind now. You know, and I have to say that, you know, this is very emotional because, you know, I was actually a fan of him. You know, I enjoyed watching him in in WWE as Luke Harper. You know, I thought that his theme song, every time he used to come out with his Swamp theme song, you know, and when he was with the Wyatt family, he always just looked so intense and like a badass in the ring, you know. And it sucks to you know, to now every day live life and say, you know, Brody Lee passed away, you know. This year has just been so unbelievable, you know, the amount of people and celebrities and all from even COVID related deaths, you know, people that have died, it's just ridiculous, you know, the amount of people that have died. You know, I want to tell you people, whoever's listening to my episode right now, anybody out there in social media around the world, please appreciate your loved ones. Keep them close as much as possible because you never know when you can lose someone in your life. You know, we're losing people back to back from COVID. Every day, there's always a thousand people dying in a day. You know, that's crazy. And all this stuff about the vaccine that's going out, the vaccine is not actually accurate. Just want to clarify that with you guys. The vaccine is something that can boost your immune system and prevent the virus from killing it because there's actually no cure for the virus. So if you inject yourself with that new vaccine, you're not going to cure COVID, or it's not that you're not going to get COVID. It's just going to help prevent it. And, you know, or if you do get it, it's going to help your immune system fight it stronger, you know. But that is not specifically a cure for the virus. There's no cure, people, you know. So I just want to tell you guys, you know, the story now of Brody Lee dying, you know, has caught a lot of people's attention. You know, people are shocked. You know, a lot of people are reacting all over the media, on social media. We have here all over the news. We have let me see who also here posted something. As we see here on Twitter, we have people who are commenting and on Twitter, you know, showing their sending their condolences. Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, sent his condolences. Even Sami Zayn, I don't know if you guys know Sami Zayn from WWE. He said, "I'm in utter disbelief hearing of the passing of Brody Lee. I'm unable to process this. I can't believe it." Also from AEW, the Young Bucks, they also say, "We love you, Brody." Also, Matt Hardy, who's also in AEW right now, you know, on his social media, he ended up, you know, sharing his emotional response towards Brody Lee's death. He said, "This was my birthday, which I share with Doc. You know, Brody and Miro photobombed us, and we all shared a great laugh." This is what Matt Hardy is saying. He says, "I'm shattered over Brody Lee's passing. He was full of life with a wife and young children he loved, a devastating reminder of how fragile life is. Wes, rest well, my friend." You know, I think that, you know, Brody Lee has such a bright future for him in AEW. You know, I thought, in my opinion, you know, he was the biggest acquisition to join AEW. You know, for him to join AEW now recently, I don't know if you guys see wrestling or if you guys are a fan or not. I'm a big fan of wrestling still to this day. You know, I'm a 90s kid. I love the Attitude Era. That's my era that I loved as a kid. But now, something that's similar to the Attitude Era right now is AEW. And I think, you know, when Brody Lee made his way to the AEW, and he was with the New World, he was with the Dark Order faction, you know, he proved to, like, he had, like, he seemed more dominant, you know, compared to when he was in WWE. He was with the Wyatt family, which in that faction, Bray Wyatt was the leader, you know. And here, he was actually the leader of his own faction in AEW, which was the Dark Order. And he seemed so dominant, you know, like he always, like, on camera, You know, when you watch him on live on TNT on Wednesdays, he seemed untouchable. And he just seemed so strong. Like, no one would ever expect that this giant wrestler would suffer from a lung issue. You know, another thing I wanted to say is that in AEW right now, we have great wrestlers. We have Chris Jericho, who's dominating in there. We have Miro, aka Rusev, who used to be in WWE. Matt Hardy. You know, and recently we got Sting, who just joined the faction. You know, it's just sad that, you know, he had such a long road in AEW. You know, he had a bright future for the new company, and he just tragically dies, you know. You know, I also hear on Twitter, Dustin Rhodes, aka Goldust, said, "He was a true honor every time we locked horns. You are a damn great man, husband and father. This stings. You will be sorely missed, John. I will always remember our times together. Rest in peace, Brody." You know, the world right now is shocked, you know. A lot of people are shocked. And I'm shocked myself, you know. We have former wrestlers Jerry Lawler, William Regal. Jerry Lawler said on Twitter, he said, "The thing I remember about Luke was how respectful he was. On several occasions, he destroyed our announce table, but when he was done, my phone was untouched. My notes and run sheets undisturbed, and my monitor intact. Then he would look back and give me a wink. Rest in peace, Luke." That's very that's a nice message from Jerry Lawler towards Luke Harper. You know, this sucks, you know. This is all I can say. You know, this sucks, it's sad. You know, I think we all have learned how to deal with deaths. You know, the least people that we expect are passing away right before our eyes. And I just think that we need to keep our loved ones closer. You know, we need to appreciate people for who they are, because next thing you know, in a minute, in any second, someone can just pass away from anywhere, you know, without anybody knowing. You know, also Jim Ross tweeted, you know, saying he was heartbroken. Heaven got another good man today. You know, Brody Lee, aka John Huber, which is his real name. You know, he was born in 1979. And, you know, he recently died yesterday, December 26th, at the Mayo Clinic. You know, and also AEW, you know, tweeted saying that they sent a message to the world saying that the All Elite Wrestling family is heartbroken. In an industry filled with good people, John Huber was exceptionally respected and beloved in every way. A fierce and captivating talent, a thoughtful mentor, and simply a very kind soul that starkly contradicted his persona as Mr. Brody Lee. You know, John's love for his wife, Amanda, and children, Brody and Nolan, was evident to all of us who were fortunate to spend time with him, and we send our love and support to his beautiful family today and always. John's popularity among his peers and influence on the wrestling world was worldwide and transcended AEW, so this loss will be felt by many for a long time. We were privileged to AEW to call John Huber a brother, a friend, and one of our own. That's what All Elite Wrestling put on their social media, you know. And right now, Sky News everywhere, CNN, you know, everybody's confirming that John Huber, aka Brody Lee, aka WWE's Luke Harper, has passed away due to lung issue. So I just want to send my condolences to him. And it sucks to see him pass away, you know, because I'm still a fan of wrestling, you know. It's like, to me, I love that the people that I idolize, my favorite wrestler was The Rock and Stone Cold in the Attitude Era. To this day, those are my favorite mans right now. I love them, you know. And those were always my inspiration in wrestling, Stone Cold and The Rock, and also Undertaker. You know, Undertaker recently passed away. I'm sorry, Undertaker recently retired, you know, and he's now doing a show on, he has his own show going on in the WWE Network. And the Undertaker also had some matches with Brodie Lee, you know, at WrestleMania with the Wyatt family. And there's a lot of historic things with there's a lot of historic things, you know, the a lot of historic matches that has happened between Brodie Lee and with the WWE, you know. He has a lot of history that goes back with a with he has a lot of history that goes back with WWE, and now he made his own legacy in AEW, you know. All I can say is that this is heartbroken, you know. A lot of people are showing their love and support for him. People are posting memorable pictures with him, like Dustin Rhodes. He has on his Instagram picture, he has a picture of him and Brodie Lee posing for the camera. You know, WWE is also right now remembering the legacy of John Huber, known as Luke Harper. And I guess, you know, this is reality. You know, we all lost a great talent of wrestler. And, but all I can say is my condolences go out to John Huber, aka Brodie Lee. And may he rest in heaven well. So this wraps up this episode of Words of Wisdom, people. It was a special episode that I wanted to make about the passing of this wrestler, you know, and because it actually shocked me and it and I felt emotional and hurt about it. You know, it's just someone that I did not expect, you know, to hear in the social media that passed away. So I just want to tell you guys to always keep your loved ones close, you know, love them, be by their sides because you never know when something can happen. Subscribe to my channel, people, here at Words of Wisdom. It's available on Spotify, podcasts, Apple Podcasts. It's also available on Anchor. You know, I always come out with different episodes on different topics. You know, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram at jesus.baeza0709, or you can also find me on YouTube at JB the Unknown Prophet. So take care, everyone, and until next time.
Hey folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.